From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court outlawed child marriage Wednesday after two former child brides took the government to court in a groundbreaking case to challenge the practice that is rife in the South African nation. Lufnis Mudzuru and Ravimbo Sapodzi asked for child marriage to be declared illegal and unconstitutional, saying it was a form of child abuse which trapped girls in lives of poverty and suffering. The court ruled that as of January 20th, no one in Zimbabwe may enter into any marriage, including customary law unions, before the age of 18, which struck down a section of the Marriage Act which allows girls to marry at 16 but boys at 18. The UN Security Council delegation headed to Burundi Wednesday with a message for the government and opposition to start substantive dialogue and avert catastrophe before it's too late. Election-related violence has killed at least 439 people since April. More than 230,000 people have fled the country, and human rights violations are on the rise. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power is leading the mission along with her French and Angola counterparts. She told VOA that Burundi is at a crossroads.
They cannot let it become business as usual, that you wake up in the morning and there's a corpse on the street as you try to get to work. And that is what is starting to happen in Burundi.
2.5 million people in the Central African Republic have too little to eat because of conflict and insecurity, and that number has doubled in the past year. That's according to the United Nations World Food Program Wednesday. The country descended into turmoil in 2013, where rebels seized power. VOA News. A gun and bomb attack on a university in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday killed at least 25 people and wounded dozens more, according to hospital and officials there. Authorities said a group of four terrorists stormed the Baka Khan University in the town of Charsada at around 9 a.m. in the morning and opened fire on students and teachers. A regional deputy inspector general of police said at least two suicide bombers were among the attackers. Uncertainty over the timing of urgent talks on Syria's future and the humanitarian crisis in the country were high on the agenda as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Switzerland Wednesday. Kerry pressed Russia to use its influence with the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, according to a spokesman, to ensure immediate, unimpeded, and sustained humanitarian access to all Syrians in need, especially in besieged areas. A State Department spokesman, John Kirby, was speaking with reporters after the Kerry-Lavrov talks in Zurich on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The United Nations foresees a slight improvement in world economic growth over the next 2 years, following last year's less than stellar performance. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva on the launch of the World Economic Situation and Prospects 2016 report.
The world economy grew by a mere 2.4% in 2015. UN economists say they expect a modest improvement over the coming 2 years, with global growth reaching 3.2% at the end of next year. The UN's joint report predicts growth in developed economies will continue to gain momentum this year, surpassing 2% for the first time since 2010. It says developing and transition economies are expected to do even better, with growth rates reaching 4.3% in 2016 and 4.8% in 2017. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghan officials say a suicide car bomb attack near the Russian embassy in the capital of Kabul has killed at least four people, including three women. A health ministry director told VOA that at least 28 other people were wounded in the blast on Wednesday. The Russian foreign ministry officials say there were no injuries among Russian staff and that the embassy in Kabul will increase security. Russia will spend 30% less on its space program in the next decade and scale back on a slew of projects to save money in the face of tanking oil prices and the falling ruble. That plan was presented by the country's space agency on Wednesday. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.